Hour two of Grade A Explosives starts, well, before I started saying this, but the point is that it's happening right now. What you just heard there before the break was Stonecutters, an interview that Satan did with them down at South by Southwest. Starting off the show was an interview with Sundrifter that I did at a showcase for Small Stone. And also at that showcase, I talked to a few bands, one of them being Good Vancouver Boys from Lachinga, who have a new record called Beyond the Sky that's been getting some pretty good play here. I've been enjoying it. So let me first play a track off of there called Death Rider, and then we'll get into part one of an interview that I did with them. You see how that works? Very clever, right? Not a lot of time for me to intro these because I got to cram this all into this pre-record, but that's how it goes. So here's Death Rider from Lachinga, followed by a part one of an interview that I did with them down in Austin. So keep it locked. It's Grade A Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM. This is Andrew. I am here with some fine Vancouverites, and Vancouverites, I might say, who are in a band, Lachinga. I will let them intro themselves because I've gotten in trouble for saying bands' names before when they use pseudonyms. This is a real thing that has happened to me on numerous occasions. So, gentlemen, tell the people who you is and what you do in your band.
Jay Solium, drums.
Carl Spackler, bass and vocals.
Ben Yardley, guitar.
All right. This is going well so far, guys.
We got it.
We've gotten through. This is good.
Can we start over?
I figure that by the time bands get to me, they've already done a bunch of interviews. They've been asked a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Don't leave us alone.
So let me pose this to you. What's one question you don't want to be asked or tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I will strike it. You won't have to answer it.
Question we're tired of being answered?
Where does our name come from?
Yeah, sure. That's good.
All right, classic. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I guess question 14 we'll get rid of.
We can answer it again. I'm actually not that tired of it, but we get asked it a lot.
That is like the common question. Like, I have a rule now that unless a band tells me, like, this is our first interview ever, then I can't ask it. So, by principle, I can't ask it.
We put out a few records, so we get used to it. I think the story always changes over time.
Oh, that's good. I love those.
You know, why ruin a good story with the truth?
I knew a band that every time someone would ask, they've changed the story, so now, like, they've also forgotten which is the true one. Well, you guys are from Vancouver.
Yeah.
And Vancouver seems to be really doing really well as far as, like, rock stoner things that are coming out of it, at least from my view. Is that correct? Am I correct in saying that?
There's a big metal scene. Metal's huge in Vancouver. Indie rock and metal are huge. Rock and roll and stoner. Like, yeah, it's for us, we're kind of in that weird place. We're not quite heavy enough to play with the metal. We do sometimes, and we're way too hard rocking to play with the indie bands. But there's some great bands. This band Killer Deal, this new band, they're coming out. There's a band Bort. Everybody talks about Bort. There's Black Wizard, who are a little more traditional metal, and Ancients, who are totally metal.
Oh, Ancients are so good.
I'm sure I'm missing someone. So that, yeah, there's lots of stuff. It's, you know.
I kind of think, like, it's easy to. I think a lot of people look at their hometowns and go like, oh, it could be more like this, or it could be more like that, or, you know. Which I'm guilty of sometimes, but I think Vancouver's been pretty good to us, really, you know?
It needs more bell bottoms.
It needs more bell
bottoms. It's lonely.
It needs longer guitar solos.
I mean, that's an argument I could make for so many things.
Totally, right?
Longer guitar solos.
More solos. That's what everyone wants.
I've been kind of questioning this for a long time. Canada seems to be putting out a lot of, like, hard rock things that are doing well. I mean, Monster Truck is kind of the example, but even before that, like, Danko Jones has been, like, the champion of rock and roll. So Canada seems to have, like, kind of a large tradition of it. Do you guys, you're native Canadians, I am an outsider, do you have an explanation as to why that might be?
Wow. That's really interesting, because I always think, like, I'm always like, yeah, like, Australia has AC/DC, and, like, England has a million, like, amazing hard rock bands, and, like, I'm always like, Canada seems
Canada
a little bit, like,
a really,
little
I've never
thin.
Noticed that. No.
I never think of
maybe,
it that way.
Maybe in the underground world?
Well, I know that the Lazies, too, they moved from Australia, and they're doing, like, hard rock stuff, and now they're in Toronto, so they've moved from the place that I would say probably is, like, exporting the most to Canada, where they're doing things for that.
Weird. I guess it's kind of interesting. I mean, I sort of kind of feel like we're, like, in our own little band world, and I don't even really know, you know?
I'm always blown away at the bands that bubble up in Canada and how good they are and how they, you know, can stand out. There's this band,
Nickelback.
From Brampton.
Yes, you hit it on the head.
Quality.
There's this guy called Corey Hart.
There's a band called Freeways. You heard of those guys?
Oh.
They're from Brampton. They have this one song and they sound like UFO meets the Scorpion. Like, they're unbelievable. Freeways.
Really?
I played to that song.
From Brampton, Ontario?
They're Brampton or London. It's fuck Ontario. Weird. But, like, they are... They're ones... They did a three-song cassette, and they have a full-length coming out. And they're this one song that they have is just, like... It floors me. I can't believe the quality of it. So there's lots of little pockets of it. I mean, it's so, you know... Like, for us... You know, you're isolated, you got to do your own thing, and I'm lucky to find these guys, you know, people live on the prairies. Yeah, exactly. Well, I was.
I guess it is like, it's like the population is so spread out over such a vast area that it's sort of like, it feels like little islands of people doing that same kind of music, not necessarily maybe a cohesive community. That's just my take on it.
Yeah. It's all the same. You got a guitar, drums, bass. It's all the same shit. I'm still trying to figure out what stoner rock means. I don't know what that means.
It is an interesting concept because, like, there's, like, I have that for another band I was going to. Well, I think I was going to ask Scott that, like, stoner rock seems to have kind of broken the mold as far as things associated with metal, where metal is like, well, I must make a new subgenre for this because there's not enough. Where stoner rock is like everything from doom over to, like, you know, whatever, like, more popular prog stuff. Yeah, like prog stuff that's going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, it's, you know, we get tagged with it and sometimes we're like, I don't know. But it's been really good to us in terms of it is you know, like the label that we're on, it's very wide ranging. You know, there's hard, you could be a hard blues band, and you can go and play on these bills. You can be a doom band. You can be, you know, the Kids Tonight were like totally 90s. It was like Fugazi Jane's with some, I don't know.
But
I don't think those kids had any Black Sabbath influence at all. Like the band that we just saw, but it was cool, it was heavy, they could play, and that's what's kind of nice about it. We get lumped in, and we're just 70s rip-off goofballs. You know, we don't think a lot about what we do. We just go and play.
It is kind of cool because it's like a, like it is an audience. You know what I mean? It's like a global audience, and it's like been going for years now, and it's not going away. Like it's not getting any smaller, I would say. And it's very much like a giant umbrella term, I would say, that can fit a lot of different sounds.
You know, there's the traditional, like the desert sound. For me, I'm pretty fed up with that. Like, there's so many bands that do that, and it's. But hey, they love it. They're into it. So I'll come on to judge. I like stuff that's a little weirder, and do your own thing and try to be original. But whatever, we rip off Humble Pie, so let's talk about.
Well, let's talk about Lachinga's music for a moment. Beyond the Sky is the latest record. Would you say that it kind of keeps in step with your discography? Is it a natural progression, I guess?
Oh, I would think so. For sure. I think all our records are very, like, it's all kind of like the same type of music, I would say. Latest record, I think, is probably like, but it's maybe like the songs are more cohesive. It's like catchier, but also like harder, kind of. Yeah.
I don't know. Some of the stuff, it was really made in different studios, so it was really fun to go to different places and try to be creative and find the spirit here and there. We got to work with some people we didn't get to work with before. The other ones we just made in the basement, so right away that just mutates it and takes it somewhere else. And you have another, got to work with a really cool producer, and he was a big part of a chunk of the record. And we were definitely letting our free flag hang out there. We don't worry too much about looking cool and fitting in. Like, we like being weird, being odd. And I'm really proud of stuff that those songs.
It's a good song.
We worked hard.
It's kind of cool, like the way the band works creatively. There's never really like any kind of discussion as to like we're gonna go in this direction now, or like we have to be more like X, Y, and Z.
Just hang out, party.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, just get into a room and like somebody throws out a riff, and then we play it, and then we turn it into something. And
we've all played bands, different bands before, and together. And all our other bands is a lot of work. Most of our bands. you know, hang out with our buddies, start jamming, and it's a boatload of work. When the three of us got together, it was just like, done, first record's done, second record's done, it's just easy.
There's a lot of struggle in like, you know, how do we get money together to get to Austin, like that kind of, but as far as like actually making the music, that's something that we never really worry about. I don't anyway. Like, no. we just let it happen, you know? Do. Everyone knows what to do.
Hey.
Yeah, totally.
I'm lucky. Cover your ears, both of these idiots, but these guys can really play. And I'm super fortunate that I just let them do their thing and whatever. The gods take care of the rest. Even tonight, like, I'm like, I don't know where this song's going to land or what's going on. Like, we just jam. Like, it's fun. Yeah.
There's never been any discussions of, like, let's do this, let's do that.
Yeah, like, our artistic direction isn't really working. We never talk about that.
It makes us laugh, but we're probably going to do it.
We have a good time. It's good.